Thank you for calling. This is Anthony.
Yeah, how you doing, Anthony? My name is Roberto. I was just following up with an email that you sent me about the Wikipedia and all that stuff.
Okay, sir. Can I have your name, please?
Yeah, Roberto.
Roberto, okay. Yes, sir. How can I help
you? Robert with an O.
All right, then let me check. Maybe I'll send out emails. You said your name
is
Roberto. Okay.
Yeah, I sent you an email yesterday saying thank you for the information.
Okay, let me check, sir. I have not received any email, but how can I help, sir?
Yeah, we're just calling because you had sent me something about the Wikipedia work that you guys do.
Yes, sir, we do.
Yeah, so I just wanted to know how you guys go about it and stuff like that. I just wanted to get some information on it.
Okay, obviously, sir, I can give you the information. Just give me a second. Let me just pull up some information here. Can you bear with me?
Sure.
All right, just give me a second. Okay, sir, let me just connect you to one of our sales specialists. He will guide you regarding the process. And I believe, sir, can you confirm, I believe you received the email from Content Hub, right?
Yeah, from you.
Yes.
It says Anthony on it.
Yes, sir, I actually have email, but let me connect you to one of our sales representatives.
Okay, thank you.
Give me a second.
Hello, Robert. This is Justin from Content Hub LLC. How may I help you?
Yeah, how you doing? I was calling because I wanted to find out a little bit more about your Wikipedia services.
Sure. Please go ahead if you have any questions regarding that. Would you like a Wikipedia profile for yourself or for your business?
Oh, for myself.
For yourself. Perfect. What's your full name, by the way?
Roberto.
Roberto, perfect. Could you give me a brief intro about your business, if possible, like what you do?
No, actually, what I do. I'm a musician, and I'm also an author.
You're an author. That's perfect.
Yeah.
So if just for my information, do you have any articles or publication over the Internet, if possible, like so I could check?
Yeah, what I could do, I could give you my link. You could just look at my page now while you speak to me.
Yeah, that would be great. So I suppose you have some good amount of notability. Are you on the line?
Yeah, I'm on the line. I'm listening. I thought you had me on hold.
Sure, sure. So, Roberto, apart from Wikipedia, like, if I may ask, what's the goal of you? What's the real aim? Like, what do you? Why do?
What's your name, by the way?
My name is Justin Wilson.
Justin?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry, what you was asking me?
I was asking, like, what's your aim? Like, why do you want yourself on Wikipedia? What's the motive?
I'm already on Wikipedia.
Okay, you're already on Wikipedia. That's
right.
Great. Please provide me a full name so I can check your profile, Roberto.
Yeah, it's under Savolatino. Savorlatino, American musician.
Sado.
R.
Yeah.
Sabor space Latino. Savorlatino, American musician. Or you can put in author Savorlatino. It comes out that way.
I got it. So it's you're an American hip-hop artist and author, right?
Correct.
Yeah, so I just found out the article has some problem. Like, there's a really serious red flag on the page. It's regarding the notability requirement of Wikipedia.
Right.
Yeah, so I guess, Roberto, this is a really serious red flag that needs to be fixed. on immediate basis? Like, did you hire any professionals to get your PS5?
No, this was a long time ago. I haven't gotten to it around it. I said, let me get now that I, because I don't really look at the page. I looked at it the other day. I was like, I'm gonna have to reach out to someone.
Yeah, absolutely. So you weren't.
Because a lot of the time they were doing it. A lot of the time it was being done by itself. Every articles they put up, once in a while I go in and I notice that they were publishing it. So sometimes it works itself.
Actually, you need to hire professionals to maintain the page properly, because you know there are strangers and your competitors or people who try to violate the page, like harm the page. That's how the red flags appear. But your red flag is...
Oh, is that what it was? Somebody tried to harm it? Is that what, I don't know. Is that what it was?
People try to edit the pages, so that harms...
Maybe that happened, because it was good for a while. It was good for years.
If you could see the edit history, there are many people who would have edited your page. That causes red flags on the page. That's why you need to hire professionals to maintain the page. Wikipedia needs to
run
properly. But there's another red flag on your page that is regarding the notability guideline. So there aren't enough references on the page to support the content that's on the page. So the page needs to be restructured.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's totally doable.
No, I'm asking you what is the process? Like, what are you want to get into detail with it with me? I appreciate it.
Yeah. So I'm just getting in detail. There are simple details. We will be restructuring your page. Like, we will be writing some articles and reference articles over about you, and we'll be getting it published over online credible publications. That would give us enough amount of references to use them as citations on the page. And that's how we will improve the page and get the red flag removed from the page. And your page will be on track.
Okay. So what are you seeing? What are you saying that you're seeing? What are the red flags?
The red flag that you could see on the page on the top of a page that say the topic of this article may not meet the Wikipedia's notability guideline.
Okay.
Yeah. This needs to be removed on immediate basis, or else the Wikipedia official would delete the page.
Okay.
Yeah. So we would fix that for you.
So what? So how would you fix it? Because there's some articles around him already out there about me.
Yeah, there are articles about you. I'm not saying there aren't, but there need to be more articles written about you, because every article, like, you know, press releases are not counted for in Wikipedia. You need to publish articles on credible resources, like publications, that are only counted on Wikipedia. I suppose you would have articles online, but most of them would be press releases. So we need to post articles over about you on credible publications. That's what I'm saying.
No, I understand. There was also two articles that were just recently published. Actually, three, with my second album and two other articles that came out. So three new articles just got posted.
And did you hire them?
They no. One of them was from the one of the newspapers that follows me.
Okay, and the other two?
The other two, it was from another agency.
Did you hire that agency?
No.
Okay. So the articles might have turned out to be self-published. Like, there's a label that gets on the article that it might be used as self-published. So Wikipedia officials actually label them as self-published and do not count that as well.
Okay.
Yeah, we need to write the articles neutrally on neutral grounds. So that's the way Wikipedia would accept your article.
Okay. Because I also put out three singles, and I didn't see no articles when I put out those three. Because I have music that I've been putting out. I just put out another single, like a month ago. I put out some new music. And
right
before that, there was also three singles that were put out. In 98, 2018, 2019, in 2017, there was three singles that were put out. And then my EP came out 2021. And then I just put out a single for this year.
That's the reason you need to have maintenance on the page. If you don't have maintenance, the page won't be updated itself.
Okay.
Yeah, so we'll do that for you. That's not a problem.
But the only thing is, I don't know if there's articles about those four singles.
That won't be a problem. Like, whatever the articles we will be writing for you will be finalized with your approval. Like, our writers will be working with you, and articles will be written as per your approval and instructions.
All right. So what's going on there?
Come again, please.
No, I'm saying I'm listening. Go ahead.
Yeah. So the articles, the maintenance, and everything would be, of course, for a cost. If this is a previous service, so that will cost you around $999.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that way we will be fixing your Wikipedia. We will be posting articles about you and providing you lifetime maintenance on the page. So you won't have any kinds of harms on the article in the future or face any kind of deletion.
And how long this process takes?
The process we have the fastest turnaround time in the whole market. That's 3 weeks. Like, we will be fixing the page. The red flag would be fixed in about a week or two. And plus the articles and references that need to be created, that would take around 2 to 3 weeks. So in total, the process would be of 3 to 4 weeks in total.
You sound familiar. Have I spoken to you before? Your voice sounds familiar.
No, I don't remember that. I don't recall that. That's
okay, because your voice sounds very familiar with some other people I was working with before on my Wikipedia a while ago.
Oh, you hired some professionals for Wikipedia.
This was a while ago. Your voice sounds familiar.
No, not at all. That's the first time I'm speaking with you.
Okay.
Yeah, so are you interested in proceeding with our services?
I mean, it's a little pricey. I mean, how's that going to work as far as in payment? Because that's a little pricey.
Please come again. Your voice.
I said it's a little pricey.
What's your, like, if you could let me know your budget, like, a ballpark figure would do just fine. I'll see what can I do.
No, my thing is I just want to get the notability thing clean. That's all.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's all connected. If you want to remove the red flag, you need to enhance notability. So we would need to create the articles.
Right. And where are they going to be published at?
They will be published on credible online publications like reliable secondary sources.
Like who?
Like they would be used in New York Weekly, and they could be used on like Forbes and all.
Do me a favor, send me the information to my email. I'm going to give you my email.
Sure. Please give me your email. I'll write it down.
INCO.
INCO.
SABOR.
SABOR.
LATINO.
LATINO.
@gmail.com. IntoSavolatino@gmail.com.
@gmail.com. Could you just repeat that, please?
INTOSABORLATINO@gmail.com.
I have INTOSABORLATINO.
@gmail.com.
Yeah, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll just send you the details and we can get take it from there.
All right, so how you guys work it as far as in payments?
This would be an upfront payment.
I can't hear you.
It would be an upfront payment, like it's a prepaid service, so you would need to pay, and then we'll get you on board, and the work will be start.
Right, but what I'm saying is, how do you work your payments?
please repeat the question? Your voice breaking.
How do you work your payments? Your payment. You do that once a month? How do you work your payments?
Yeah, it's a one-time fee.
Oh, you're talking about a one-time fee?
Yeah.
So you don't do no payments once a month or nothing like that?
No, not at all. It's a one-time fee with no additional charges or
ongoing
fee.
All right, so just send me the information, and then I want to see what the fee covers and everything else.
Okay.
So if that fee is paid, what does that cover as far as the maintenance of the page? How long?
Like I said, the maintenance will be done by us, like for a year in the future.
Right, for how long? Because I know there's a long time period for that, no?
No, the maintenance there's no time period for the maintenance, so we'll be... The ongoing maintenance fee won't be it won't be an ongoing fee. It will be a one-time fee. It's included in the package.
All right. So just send me the information and I'll read it, and I'll get back to you in email.
Perfect. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.